At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I got ripped off like a ton. I know that because my first drug dealer's name was Ringo Starr. I just figured out that was a fake name like a couple of years ago. I used to tell people that my drug dealer was Ringo Starr. And they'd be like, from the Beatles? I was like, I think he's from Naperville. I don't know. Pretty sure he's a local guy.
Thursday, July 31st, 2025. It is the wake up call. Wow. We did it. We made it all the way through July. Did July go fast or did it go slow?
It went pretty fast.
I feel like it went kind of slow.
Oh. Huh.
I feel like so much happened in July.
I feel like so much happened in July.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it still seemed like every time something big happened in July, we were just at July 10th.
Yeah, it went slow. Like, think about how long 4th of July felt from
June went like that.
Yeah.
I don't have a single memory from June. But like July, though, is crazy. And now we're practically, anybody who's got kids, we're 1 week away from school for some of us.
I know.
It's crazy. It's like, wow, man, that summer went fast.
My Morgie starts school.
Kindergarten?
TK.
TK?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I made my very last daycare payment.
Wow.
Of my life.
That is... Are you sad about that? I mean, I get sad about her growing up.
Yeah, I'm sad. I'm sad about it. I mean, I don't miss spending the money.
Yeah.
But I'm sad that, like...
Yeah, I get
the
it.
The chapter of my life of having a little kid is
over.
Over.
It's kind of like when you're done with diapers.
Yeah.
Like, it's great, but it's also sad. I get that one. But, man... That last payment to daycare, whew, it's like paying off a house.
Yeah.
Or a really nice car. But that's exciting. Is she excited?
Yeah.
Good.
She did say yesterday, she told her older sister, Abby, that she's going to miss all her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I won't get to see my friends anymore.
Are they not going to the same TK?
Well, I think she and just one other kid are like graduating out of daycare. Oh. So the other ones are still too young.
You know, what's crazy is that when I tell, when we had a kid in TK, Zoe was our last one. And, I was telling friends of mine that live out of state about TK. They had no idea what we were talking about. TK is not like a national thing. It's like, it's a big California thing.
Well, we used to just call it preschool.
Or preschool. Well, the fact that preschool is part of the public education system out here. And they were like, wait a second. They're already in public school? It's like, yeah, they're in TK. Like, I don't know what the T stands for.
Transitional.
But transitional. Okay. Transitional kindergarten. But it's like, yeah. And they were like, well, that's pretty nice. That
I just mean, saved transitional you a, kindergarten is truly just preschool.
It's just preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just call it something different now.
It's like you're a senior in preschool.
Yes.
That's basically what it is. You're the upperclassman of the babies.
Well, I mean, no, that's preschool age, like 4.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. When you see them compared to like the 10-year-olds that are in 5th grade at the elementary school, it's like, well, yeah, there's a big difference there.
Yeah.
It's like, no wonder we keep them fenced in their own section.
Right.
You know, you can't have them playing on the same monkey bars as some 10-year-old that weighs 110 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Is she going to be at the same school as Audrey?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
No, she'll be at the elementary school by my new house, and because, well, for many reasons, it's a great school, but also TK, which they call something else, at Audrey's school costs like $1,000 a month.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to pay for it at that school.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, well,
$1,000 a month. You hear that, Kevin? Yeah.
Having a kid is expensive. Yeah. I homeschool them.
It sure is.
You're gonna homeschool them. Yeah. You can bring them here every day.
I can.
Kevin, you can't even read sometimes.
They don't have to read.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. So
and understand, homeschooling actually costs you money.
Yeah, you still have to like pay for the curriculum and stuff.
What if I come up with my own curriculum?
I don't think that's allowed by the state. I think that I could be wrong.
They're going to tell me how to raise my kid.
Right. Not little Axel right. and Katarina.
Right.
They're and you be... still have to pay your taxes for the school. The school you don't send your kids to.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess there's no way. Just take my money then.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, we all flew back from Disneyland, and Kevin and I were on the same flight. And I didn't realize that I was doing anything that bad, but Kevin says I almost killed all of us.
Right.
Not just me and Kevin, everybody on the plane.
Okay.
Kevin, you want to tell everybody why?
Yeah. He doesn't turn off his airplane mode when we're flying.
Oh,
you mean turn on my airplane mode?
Yeah. That's fine. That's a scam.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's not a real thing.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, if you don't turn off your airplane, or if you turn on your airplane mode, it helps with the communication between the plane and the people to get everyone there safe, traffic control and everything.
Uh-huh.
And you having airplane mode off means there's disruptions, and he was playing Candy Crush.
Well, it wasn't Candy Crush. It was Disney Emoji Blitz.
Whatever.
But still, though, that was what outed me to Kevin. He looked over and saw me, and he goes, you can play that on airplane mode? I go, no. he goes, his eyes are really big. He goes, we're taking off right now, and your phone's not in airplane right. mode? And I go, no. And then he goes, wait, what did you say? You go, you got to put it on. He starts hyperventilating and getting super nervous. And then I go, okay, I put it on. Just yeah. trying to make him feel better.
Guess what? I have proof that it doesn't change anything.
What proof?
I never do it.
Okay, well, I mean, one person that doesn't do it.
Gavin and I mean, flown together. Fine. That's two people.
That's two.
You guys are going to kill planes.
I mean, if you know anything about airplane mode, give us a call or text in 916-909-1065. Because I've always had the thought, like, if it was that easy to take a right. plane down, they wouldn't even have the feature. Like,
right.
you know, they'd say, like, okay, everybody, you have to prove that you've powered your phone off.
Think about how much easier 9/11 would have been for the Taliban.
Right.
All they had to do was get on there. Well, I guess they didn't have cell phones.
They did, but not like we have today. But it would be like going to a show at a casino. You know, put your powered off phone.
Yeah, put it in a bag.
In this locked bag. You'll get it back at the end of it.
Yeah.
There's literally Wi-Fi available on the plane. What's the difference?
The difference is that's built in. It works with other radio waves. Your phone is different, so it distracts it.
Okay, so just to be clear. This device is so powerful.
It has its own
It can take down the machine in the sky.
I want to say take down, but like communication with air traffic to know what storms are coming or which way you can come or if a plane is going the same direction. What if they clash?
Clash.
Right.
Like one is wearing stripes and one is wearing polka dots.
I'm never flying with you two again. And on top of that, I wasn't wearing my Jade Dragon to give us protection.
Oh, we're supposed to put our phones on airplane mode and you're just letting us fly in the sky unsafe?
Unjaded.
Unjaded?
I mean, now the Jade was probably in your suitcase and that was still on the plane. I'm not sure.
I don't think did you bring it at all?
I brought it.
Oh, okay.
I usually wear it on long plane rides.
I'm not sure how Jade law works, but I would imagine as long as it's present on the plane, it works. It is funny that you prove that your Jade thing doesn't work, but you still put all this worth. In Kevin's defense, I did Google.
Okay, what they tell you.
Does airplane mode matter?
Okay.
And the answer that Google's telling me.
Did the internet laugh at you?
It didn't. It says, yes, airplane mode does matter, particularly on airplanes.
See?
During turning it on is a requirement on most flights to prevent potential interference with the aircraft's navigation and communication system.
Mm-hmm.
While some may think it's a myth.
Yeah.
Gavin.
People texting in the word scam. The potential for interference, though small, is real and could impact safety.
Right. See? Just like getting struck by lightning, it's small but possible.
Okay.
We're going to crash because of you two.
I mean, hearing that does change my mind a little bit.
It does.
Just hearing it from you, Kevin, wasn't enough.
What?
Sorry.
It does change my mind a little bit, too.
Good.
This is a much bigger reason to use airplane mode. There's a big thing on here also.
I bet it restores your battery life.
Conserves your battery. Which is like the biggest anxiety when you're flying. God, please last me the whole trip. I've got a lot of TV to watch.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call. Just kick back. Let the current just sweep right over you. And take us right to caller 17. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. You're a little muffled there. If you could speak up a little bit. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Thursday's Aftershock Festival, which is the pop punk day, featuring Blink-182, All American Rejects, Good Charlotte will be there, so much more. Vicky, have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. Okay. For anybody else who doesn't know how this game works, Katie's going to give you three categories. Then you have 10 seconds to name five things that apply in each category. Each thing you list is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. Do you want to practice round, Vicky, or do you think you're good?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Great. I love the confidence. All right, let's dive right in, as they say in Hawaii.
Right. Okay. I'm going to give you a simple one first, okay?
Okay.
In 10 seconds, name five dairy products. Go.
Milk, cheese, yogurt, buttermilk, cottage cheese.
Okay.
Cottage cheese.
Even say ice cream.
Very
Didn't
good.
Even get to ice cream. Very good, Vicky. That was great. That was great. Okay, thank round you. Two.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 10 seconds, name five things you would find at a carnival. Go.
Oh.
Ferris wheel, balloon popping game, teddy bears, prizes.
Okay.
I'm not going to accept prizes because you said teddy bears.
Yeah.
I assume that's the same thing.
Not a corn dog.
Oh, corn dog. That's a good one.
I'm not a clown?
A right. clown, yeah.
Hey, leave her alone.
Thanks, Katie.
You're right.
Welcome.
If it's the Sacramento State Fair, Florida.
Yes.
you have 8 points. You need 11 to win. You're doing great. I don't have any reason to think this is not going to happen for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Vicky, here we go, playing for Aftershock. You sound like a big Aftershock fan. All right?
Actually, it's for my fiance.
It's for your fiance.
It's for your fiance.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
what a great wedding gift.
That's there you go.
Is this the wedding gift?
I don't know. Oh.
It is. It's a push present for him.
Period.
All right, here we go.
In 10 seconds, name 5 board games. Go.
Monopoly.
Yikes. Oh, come on.
No, Vicky. Hello, Vicky. The only board game you play is Monopoly?
What happened?
Sorry. Trouble. Life. Right. Shoots and ladders.
Right.
Connect 4.
Look at all this. Vicky. What is your fiance's name?
Mike.
Mike's gonna be.
God.
You guys need more board game nights.
Crazy. This.
You know what? She's a good time gal, so I want to give her the tickets anyway.
We will. But man, oh man.
She was doing it out of love, guys. And clearly she had a very troubled childhood.
Right.
Apparently.
And was not allowed to do anything.
No mousetrap, no operation. Right. No.
Guess who?
Hungry hippos.
You know what? I played operation with my kids yesterday.
Oh
even worse. Yes. You forgot a moment with your kids.
Don't even admit that to anybody.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, you guys have fun at Aftershock. We're going to be playing this all week at 6:50. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She is the world's most biggest fan of the Lumineers. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
That didn't seem like proper grammar at all.
It's not. Not even close.
Most biggest.
What is your favorite Lumineers song?
Enlightenment. Yeah.
It looked like for a second you were going to go, Hey, Ho, which I think actually is the name of a Lumineers song.
No, it's not that
it's
one.
It's Ho-Hey.
Ho-Hey. That's it.
I need people to know I have a real tickle in my throat that I can't seem to get past. So if I'm coughing through this, I apologize.
You know what? You can leave the studio right now.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Abby calling from Gold. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
You are caller 17. Congratulations. So being caller 17 automatically guarantees you tickets to go see the Lumineers, which are going to be at the Golden One Center on August 6th. So congratulations there. You get a, you know what? You get a ringy dingy already. How about that? But the $260 jackpot, that you have to earn by getting more right in a pop culture quiz than Katie. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. South Park has been a cultural staple since 1999, but its current season is the one going viral after a very controversial season premiere that savagely mocked President Trump. Turns out 6 million people watched it, and it was one of the most watched episodes in the show's history. Which character used to die in every episode?
Oh, I don't know.
Alrighty, question two. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis was being interviewed and shared her views on plastic surgery and called it a genocide of a generation. She said the pressure to alter your physical appearance through surgery, especially for women, has warped them emotionally. True or false, Jamie Lee Curtis has never had plastic surgery.
True.
Question three, Hulk Hogan is dead and his daughter, Brooke, is getting no money from his estate. But that's her call. After Hulk Hogan had that racist sex tape come out, she was so embarrassed that she wanted nothing to do with his money at all and had herself removed from his will. However, she was by his side when he died. What was the period of time where Hulk Hogan's popularity was saturating American culture called?
I don't know.
Okay. And question four, Keanu Reeves had his home broken into and $125,000 worth of watches were stolen from him a while back. Well, good news, they were all recovered. They were being sold on the black market in Chile. Which city is in Chile? Santiago, Rio, or Buenos Aires?
I love how you say Chile.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the...
The cities? Sure. Santiago, Rio, or Buenos Aires?
The last one.
Okay. And question five, Cynthia Erivo is now the spokesperson for Listerine mouthwash. And a PR stunt that they're doing is insuring her mouth for $2 million since they say it's her best feature. If they insured her nose for $4 million, each eye for $6 million, and her chin for $2 million, including her mouth, how much is her face worth?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
Sure. She has her mouth insured for $2 million, her nose for $4 million, each eye for $6 million, and her chin for $2
million. $20
million? All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Hopefully her tickle is gone. And Abby, what are we doing this morning? Where are you going?
A dentist appointment.
You're going to a dentist appointment?
Oh, man.
That's fun. It's an early dentist appointment. Is it an emergency or just a routine checkup?
Just a routine checkup.
Atta girl. Good.
Gotta stay on top of it.
Every 3 months. Every 3 months.
Your mouth is the gateway to your soul.
That's right. That's true. All right, here we go. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. South Park, been around since 1999. But the current season is what everybody is talking about after that very controversial season premiere that really went after President Trump. Did you see any of it?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
Did I see any South Park? No.
Oh, okay. It just went viral. Like, clips were all over social media. Turns out 6 million people watched it, and it was one of the most watched episodes in the show's history. Which character used to die in every episode?
Kenny.
That is correct. Kenny. Question two. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis was being interviewed. She shared her views on plastic surgery. She called it a genocide of a generation. She said the pressure to alter your physical appearance through surgery, especially for women, has warped them emotionally. True or false, Jamie Lee Curtis has never had plastic surgery.
Let's say true. She had a boobs done.
She did have plastic surgery. Yeah.
What'd she have?
I believe her boobs done.
I think it's interesting to assume women are pressured into having plastic surgery as opposed to desiring it for themselves.
I don't have enough time to go into it. There's more nuance to what she said, but I'm not supporting it or anything like that. I'm just saying what she said. It's at least an interesting take on it, but especially from somebody who's had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Question three: Hulk Hogan's dead. Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard.
And his daughter Brooke is getting absolutely no money from his estate, and that was her decision.
Okay.
After that racist sex tape of Hulk Hogan came out, that was wild. She said she was so embarrassed that she removed herself from his will because she wanted no money from him, but she was by his side when he died.
Well, she's got all that pop artist money.
Yeah, she was a big pop star. Kevin, you remember that?
Yeah.
She had zero hits. What was the period of time where Hulk Hogan's popularity was saturating American culture called?
Hulkamania?
Hulkamania,
yes.
Brother. Gonna run rampant over you. Question four. Keanu Reeves had his home broken into a while ago.
That's right.
$125,000 worth of watches were stolen. And great news.
They got them all back.
Recovered. They were being sold on the black market in Chile. Which city in Chile, which of the following is a city in Chile?
Okay.
Santiago.
Okay.
Rio or Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires.
Santiago.
Is Buenos Aires in Spain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No, Buenos Aires is in Brazil.
Brazil.
It's only Spain and Barcelona where they talk like this. But if you want to apply it to all of South America... vaguely racist, but also very funny.
Is it vaguely racist? I apologize if it is. I didn't know.
Question five. Cynthia Erivo is now the spokesperson for Listerine mouthwash. And the PR stunt that they're doing is insuring her mouth for $2 million.
Okay.
If they also insured her nose for $4 million.
Okay.
Each eye for $6 million. And her chin for $2 million.
So each eye is $6 million or both eyes is $6
million? Each eye, $6 million.
Each.
Yes.
Got it.
And her chin for $2 million. How much is her face worth?
$20 million.
That is correct. That is correct. All right, Abby, are you there?
Yes.
All right, final score. Abby, you got one. Katie got three.
Oh!
The victory goes to Katie. We had $20 the jackpot tomorrow. $280, not too shabby. But Abby, we're going to give you some Lumineers tickets just for being a good time, Charlie. All right?
Thank you so much.
Sure, sure. Good luck at your dentist appointments. Let's roll the dice on no cavities.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
If you're not up to date on all the fast food news, don't worry, Kevin's here. He is the Wake Up Call's fast food correspondent. And Kevin, I'm sure that you know this already. You might have already broken this on your show, which is 10 a.m. to noon, kicking it with Kevin. Mm-hmm. McDonald's is bringing back the snack wraps.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. Now, describe what a snack wrap is from McDonald's.
It is their chicken strips that they have. They put it around a tortilla and then put lettuce and sauce in it.
Do you like them?
I prefer just the chicken strip itself. Because okay. I don't like sauce or vegetables. Oh,
that's true. That's true.
So that's why.
Now, what is one of your favorite fast food restaurants?
Popeyes.
Oh. Now, have you ever had the wraps at Popeyes?
Wait, they have wraps?
They do have wraps.
Since when?
I think since always. Because maybe you didn't realize this, but Popeyes is responding to McDonald's doing chicken wraps again with what they are calling a wrap battle.
I love that.
And they released this absolute banger.
We gon' get it poppin' like Louisiana cooking grease. Popeyes drop the chicken wrap and it's a classic in the streets.
Oh, I'm glad you asked who this is. I'll tell you when it's over.
I'm about this chicken mind and business. I don't want no beef. Clowns got back to rapping. It was cool, but it ain't moving me.
We are not the same. I've been the favorite, so I let you cook. Popeyes got it like the streets agree, and that's a major look.
We just do it better. Stacking cheddar, yeah, we eating good.
Breaded and it's battered. Yeah, I know our chickens got you shook.
You can bite our wraps, but know the recipe is different.
Yeah, they want the sauce. We'll make it spicy like your mentions.
If you're just joining us,
wow.
This is not a new song we're about to be playing like crazy here on the Wake Up Call. No, this is a song that Popeyes released in response to McDonald's. How dare they make chicken wraps?
If they think it's sweet, we'll add a lemonade and biscuits. Food be tasting funny when a clown is in the kitchen. Food be tasting funny when
the
clown is in the kitchen.
I get that.
Food be tasting funny when a clown is in the kitchen.
I mean, that line, that's a fire line.
Wow.
Food be tasting funny when a clown is in the kitchen.
Okay, did they start with a Luigi mention?
They did. Yeah, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, just the beginning of it.
We gonna get it popping like Louisiana cooking grease.
Get it popping. Yeah.
Like
oh my
Luigi
God.
And some chicken grease.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Luigi Mangione. It's certainly not Luigi from Mario Brothers because I don't get that reference. If I hear Luigi and poppin'.
And now, of course, I mean, wow.
So, anyway, follow up. Great question, Kevin. Like, is that Juicy J?
It sounds like Juicy J.
It's not Juicy J.
Who is it?
Any guesses besides Juicy J?
I am absolutely
That is
no
Juicy
idea.
J to the... If I don't know Juicy J, then that's literally what he sounds like.
That was AI!
No!
Yes. So that's why sometimes the girl rapping sounded a little bit like Cardi B, but not the whole time.
Yes!
Interesting!
Popeyes made that with AI!
Popeyes is popping! This is why I love them!
Wow!
Is that not like...
That's fire!
To say shots fired, it doesn't even do it justice. Like McDonald's, Your move.
Okay, you know my favorite thing about fast food places has become? They are snarky and petty bitches.
Recap what Wendy's recently did.
Okay, somebody did a went on TikTok and they had got the wrong order at Wendy's, and this woman was absolutely furious and saying, like, Wendy's, at this point, your employees are untrained, and like was taking it way, way too seriously. First comment from Wendy's official site said, the worker responsible for this has been executed.
By the way, I'll play the first line of this again. People are texting in 916-909-1065 with better ears than we do. It's not Luigi, it's Louisiana, is what people are saying.
We gon' get it poppin' like Louisiana cooking grease.
Louisiana, I thought it was Luigi
and some chicken grease. Okay. And that after poppin' made it sound like... Katie, okay. You've got murder on the brain.
You do have murder on the brain. So anyway, though, incredible Popeyes.
Yes.
Absolutely just stunning. McDonald's, the chicken wrap is in your court.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Katie?
Yeah.
Anybody who listens to the wake-up call,
mm-hmm.
What animal do we love above all animals?
Raccoons.
Raccoons. Since 2001, this is from ABC7.
Okay.
Since 2001, San Francisco's Yixdrail Urban Wildlife Rescue has been a place of refuge for orphaned and injured wildlife, specifically hummingbirds, squirrels, possums, and raccoons.
Okay.
And right now, they're in desperation.
Why?
The rescue is looking for volunteers to foster raccoons.
Katie.
No way.
Who they say get a bad rap. And I don't know about the details because it was just a screen capture of an article, but the picture shows up. Baby raccoon.
Kevin, get my boyfriend on the phone.
He's awake.
He's awake. Call him.
Call
okay,
him.
Okay,
call
okay.
Him.
Okay, we have a bit of an uphill climb here, but I think if we put our heads together, we can make this happen. Now, getting him to agree that we can foster a raccoon, we gotta workshop why he should say yes.
Okay, before Kevin gets him on the phone here.
Okay, first of all, we say show content.
Right away, off the bat, show content.
Show content.
It's for the show.
Do you want mommy to make her money?
Do you not like our show?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was like that.
Do you not like the company?
Right. Also, you hate nature?
There's
I didn't
point
know.
Point two. I'm going to write these down.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, point one, show.
Okay, show. Okay.
Point two, nature.
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 Yeah. Community service.
Oh, community service. Okay. These raccoons are part of the community.
Exactly.
Well, that's okay. All right. And then point four. Okay. Nothing? Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Well, and then, you know what? Maybe this is a two-parter then. Maybe we workshop this now, really get a
Smart.
Strategy together.
Smart.
And then we give them both barrels.
See, I wanted to catch him off guard so he doesn't have an opportunity to get with his people and think of reasons why the answer's no.
And calling him in the morning might be good too, because he's groggy. You know, maybe he'll just be like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. You know?
Okay.
All right. So,
here's another one. We can hold its hand.
Oh, right. Hands. God. Okay. And think about, I'm going to add this. Well, you know what? I'm going to add this as a subcategory under hands. They can be helpful. Like, first of all, think about the fact that maybe they can help do the dishes.
What if the raccoon could feed our dog?
What if the raccoon could ride the dog?
I don't think the dog would like that, actually.
You don't know.
Okay, now here's the thing. Our dog eats at very specific times.
Okay.
She knows when it's about time to eat dinner.
Sure.
What if we put a watch on the raccoon?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well,
it still goes under hands.
Still goes under hands. Okay. And then when it hits 4:30 and it's time for Sprout to eat,
yes,
we get the raccoon just opens the fridge door.
Right.
Okay. It has to scurry up to the food. It's wet food.
All of this. Point five.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay. You put that higher on the list.
All right. Where do you want it? Under the show? Right,
yeah,
under the show.
Yeah.
Definitely above nature. All right, okay. This is a good strategy. If you're just joining us, we haven't lost our minds. There's an animal shelter in San Francisco that is actively recruiting volunteers to help, foster raccoons, possibly even baby raccoons.
Your boyfriend called back.
Oh.
Okay, let's go.
Are we ready for this?
I think we're ready. I think we had enough time.
I'm nervous.
All right. Good morning, D-Lo.
You guys have to stop this.
Hi, Damien. Okay.
Are you listening? Are you listening to the show?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Man.
Okay. So, first and foremost.
Do you need our notes?
You help me. Okay. Okay. First and foremost, I love you.
Right.
Okay. Second, you love when I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Great second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Third point. How are you?
Oh, right. Okay.
Very
demure. Not a point.
Not a point. Okay. So you see the benefits in all this, right? We'll go over them real fast. We've got some bullet points.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Here are the reasons we should foster a raccoon.
Yeah.
One, show content. Two, hilarious.
Yep.
So many goofs, so many giggles.
You love to laugh.
Right. Three, nature. And four, hands.
Because I'll hold its hand.
Okay, they have opposable thumbs.
Uh-huh.
They could be helpful.
Yep. And then did we say community?
No. We got rid of. We did say community. Oh, okay. Final point. God.
Oh, right. So, what do you think?
Yeah.
You remember when Audrey asked earlier this week to have kittens in the house?
I do remember that.
Yeah, how'd that go?
You said we cannot foster kittens.
Oh, no.
Oof.
Now you want to foster wild animals. You have to stop trying to bring back things.
You know what? Here's what I'm hearing. You'll think about it.
Yeah.
I hate this show.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So have you ever been on a road trip and you leave a restaurant or you leave a gas station and you hit the road and then you go, oh my God, I forgot, fill in the blank. I forgot my sunglasses on the bathroom counter. Mm. Or, God forbid
your phone.
Or your bag or something like that. Terrible. Something you really have to go back for. That happened to a guy who was on a road trip. And this is a true story. He stopped at a gas station along the way. And when he left, there was one thing he left behind. And that one thing was his wife.
Come on, man. What? Come on.
And he didn't realize that she was gone for 200 miles.
That's very far.
200 miles. Right. Like you're in the car and be like, wasn't there somebody sitting next to me? And to make it even worse, first of all, the guy was 62 years old. His wife is 60.
Okay.
All right. And their daughter was also with them.
Okay.
She's 22.
Okay.
But she was asleep in the back seat.
Okay.
He pulled into the gas station. Now it was 4:30 in the morning. He fueled up.
Okay, that makes me okay.
He fueled up and then he left without her because she had to go inside to use the bathroom and he just got done and then he left. And he did call the cops when he realized it. And said, like, oh my God, I left my wife. she's 60 years old. Has anybody seen her? My theory is this was no accident.
No way.
He was sick and tired of
being sick and tired.
Yep. This was classic passenger princess, and he was ready to just be like, I'll show her.
Any man that is comfortable doing this, his wife was never going to win. It didn't matter what she did. It's not a passenger princess problem. It's a him problem. He absolutely, because here's the thing. You think she doesn't have a cell phone? I mean, I guess her phone could have been.
I think it was in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Okay, but she was left at the gas station, right?
She was left at the gas station.
Does the gas station have a phone?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Now, is it the situation where, now, this generation, they know each other's phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with my boyfriend for a very long time. I just learned his phone number. So there are people that, like, I don't know my kid's phone number, so as terrible as that sounds.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no way that she didn't know his phone number there, or somebody's phone number that could have called him.
That's probably true.
She for sure called him. Silence. Sent to voicemail. Oopsie doopsie, his phone must be off. I'll call my phone. Oh my God, it's off too.
Right, right.
And then he got far enough down the road, and he goes, GD, the daughter's in the back seat. She's going to notice. I did not plan this. You know what? I'm tired. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I guess I could just call the gas station, but no. I'm going to make it sound like I'm more panicked.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's call the police, because this was in France, right?
Yes, this was in France.
Yeah.
And then maybe the police also will drive her to me. Because I don't want to go all the way back.
Listen, this gas is not free.
So what do you think, though, in his mind was his plan? Because, like, if his daughter woke up, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a guy who left his wife at a gas station, drove off without her, and didn't say anything about it for 200 miles. His daughter was asleep.
And by the way, it was 4:30 in the morning, so I feel like that makes it easier to believe the daughter was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the daughter, like, wakes up and, like, was his plan, because she's gonna go, like, where's mom? And
where is mama?
And the dad's plan was just go, oh, mama who?
I do not know.
She was never with us.
She says she do not love us anymore.
Have your breakfast wine.
Yeah, croissant. I think the daughter did.
Looks like shotgun's open.
I think the daughter woke up and that's what he had to, like, face reality.
Oh, okay.
And then she woke up, because that's hours. 200 miles takes how many hours?
At least three.
Okay. So she finally woke up. Papa.
Yeah.
Where is mama?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She is at the gas station. That's all?
I'll bet you're right. That the daughter woke up and the guy was probably like, well,
I did not plan this very well.
Jacques, you had a good run.
It was so quiet. I have to tell you, my dear, my baby, did we not enjoy the quiet?
For 200 miles or 500 kilometers.
I could finally think for the first time.
We enjoyed our freedom.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He searches the internet, scours it for interesting facts to make all of us more interesting. Don't ask him too many follow-up questions because he doesn't know the answer. But it's time for Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know all dogs' nose prints are different, similar to how human fingerprints are all different?
Really?
That's, you know why this is good?
Why?
Solving dog crimes.
What are the two most notorious dog crimes?
Eating something off the counter.
Okay.
Okay. And ripping up the furniture.
And do you think that they leave their booper prints in an awful lot of places?
Oh yeah. Oh, of course.
Okay.
I mean, there are some sneaky ones that have tried not to. Then you have to get a beagle in there with a detective hat on. He's in there dusting for nose prints.
Right, and a pipe for some reason. Don't give a dog tobacco.
No, he gives it to himself.
Kevin, is this really why we see dogs with police?
Yes.
To solve dog crime?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're very good at it.
The human's there for human crime. The dog's there for dog crime.
Yes, because who better knows the crimes and own race?
Who better knows? I get it. Yeah.
It's Did You Know with Kevin. What else you got?
Did you know Gilligan from Gilligan's Island's first name was Willie?
Willie Gilligan?
Willie Gilligan.
Willie Gilligan. Tell us what you think Gilligan's Island is.
So there's this man.
Yeah.
His name is Willie Gilligan.
Yes.
He goes to this island.
Okay.
for vacation.
Okay.
But then he gets stranded there, okay?
Yeah.
And now he's stuck there. He's been there for years. He goes crazy. He goes insane, okay? Wow. He finds a beach volleyball.
Okay, you're talking about Castaway.
Yeah.
Really?
That Castaway was not Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, this is an entire television show.
Oh, well then.
Multiple seasons.
What does he do on the island?
Got that into adventures. Dumb.
And there are other characters involved, too.
Oh, okay. So it's like kind of like a Love Island action. But it's Gilligan. And then he's trying to find his suitor.
Okay. There was a married couple. There were only two women, I believe.
Is it a horror?
No, there were three.
There were three. Oh, there yeah, that's right.
Ginger, Marianne, and Mrs. Lovett? No, this is...
The Millionaire's Wife.
The Millionaire's Wife.
That's the only one I remember. Is it a comedy?
Yes, it was. Oh,
sorry.
You not a fan of comedy?
Drama. Okay.
I mean, with a name like that, I need some drama in it.
Which part of the name?
The island part.
I
don't want to just laugh at someone stranded on an island. That's mean.
You know what the weirdest part was about that show, Kevin, is that they would have guest stars that would show up.
Like the Harlem Globetrotters
what
every once in a while.
Of show? Is this like a talk show then?
No.
No, they were stranded on an island, except sometimes people could get on and off the island, just not them.
Like Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm. Discontinued, right?
Discontinued.
Yeah, I can tell why.
It was one of the weirdest shows probably ever on television. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know someone survived the sinking of all three Olympic class ocean liners? Her name was Violet Jessup, and she was a maritime stewardess.
Maritime?
You mean maritime?
Maritime.
Yes. So,
yes.
What are the three sinkings? Are these like famous? Are we supposed to know about these?
I think so. The Britannic, the Titanic, and the Olympic.
Oh, wow. She was on all three?
Yeah. She's a world traveler. She was a stewardess.
If you got on one, is this a lot like I'm a surfer that survives a shark attack and then gets back out there and surfs?
Oh, my God.
Like, if you survive one ship sinking... And right. Then you're like, you know what, though? A career is a career. Sign me up. Get me back out into the seven seas. And then it sinks again. Like, how do you do it for a third time? And do we think that she's the reason these ships sank?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it starts looking a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
The second time it happened, I mean, it's a real, like, sink a ship once, shame on you.
Okay? Right. Finish that one.
Sink a ship. Three times, shame on me.
Right.
The third time, at some point, don't you just go like, guys, my bad.
Yeah. Like, at what point should she have said, being on the ocean's not for me. These feet need to be on solid land. Kevin?
I think she gets paid out when she gets sunk.
Okay, so you think this is a money-making scheme?
Yeah, and she keeps wanting to do it. Because you know how they treat stewardess.
After the second time you've sunk, imagine being the people in her life where she's like, guys, I'm going to go just cross the ocean. And what was her name?
Violet.
They'll be like, Vi. What? They'll be like, you're joking. She's like, no, we're setting sail in like 3 days. So.
Do you not remember the last one?
Why? What?
On top of that, too, when the ship is sinking, she'd be the one like, guys, I've done this before.
Right. Follow me.
Follow me. Yeah. We're going to find a door and make sure Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't get on it.
Do we have a band?
Thank you very much, Kevin. It was Did You Know on the Wake Up Call. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.